Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Rowan Tamba.
Hello.
Welcome.
How you doing? Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
You're squeezing in so much today. You're about to do Stranger Than Fiction at Comedy Republic.
That's correct. About to tell a story that's based on some of my wife's cooked stories that she has.
Oh, they're fucked stories.
Yeah. She loves them.
I thought you were like just putting women in the kitchen then. Like,
based on
some of my wife's cooking stories. It's exhausting. I have to listen.
Oh, no. That's not my brand, but fuck. Can I swear on this? I don't know.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, great.
How's your quiz game?
Fine. It's
fine.
Yeah, fine.
I
think last time I did this, I got 5 questions.
Fine is fine.
Fine is fine.
And like these days, we're all just hoping for fine. You know, after the pandemic.
That would be great.
The cosy live that we're all going through.
Cosy live. That's the best way I've heard that.
Yeah, so fine is fine.
Fine is fine.
Well, let's find out if your brain's trust is just fine or fine today.
Yes, please.
See what I did there? First of all, it's a big hello to Eva, the guide dog ambassador.
Hello.
Hey, Eva, how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Came in, had a couple of snacks and feeling pretty positive.
Great, because I see you in here. You come in here with Michelle Brazier all the time.
Yeah, come in, have a lie down.
Does it feel like a second home to you, this place?
Yeah, I love it. I'm a bit upset because I can tell there's some people sitting on my beds
that's
at the moment.
That's your chair, isn't it? I know, I'm sorry, and you're just on the ground.
Yeah, I'm on the ground, but that's okay.
You do spend a lot of time on the ground.
Yeah, I've been there and I've seen heaps of stuff on the ground. One time I saw gum. And that was pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What kind of gum was it?
I ate it and it tastes like a strawberry.
Strawberry Hubba gum. Bubba.
Yeah, I think it was delicious. A Hubba Bubba, but I don't know because I didn't see the packet. And I also have trouble because I'm colorblind, because I'm a dog.
Yes.
True.
I've never got to, because I've seen you so much and we've patted and we've bonded and we're friends, but I've never actually got to chat to you before. So I do want to ask you, do you remember when you shat in Comedy Republic?
Yeah, I guess. Because
Michelle was upstairs.
Yeah, I guess she would have been not paying attention.
I don't know, she's just getting ready for a show.
I can't remember
who was looking after you.
I think that was my dad.
And then Tim came down. Tim came down suddenly.
Yeah.
And
he saw me doing the poo and I do apologise for that. I am embarrassed, but I have learned from my mistakes.
Yeah, great.
I just wanted to come here today.
Well, it's never happened again.
No, and I'm growing and I'm learning and I'm all credit to the boys and I'm really sorry for
Are you a footballer?
Yeah, I'm a footballer.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I had a big night the night before. We just won the grand final and So I just did a poo in the middle of the bar.
So good girl Eva, the guide dog ambassador, is here.
Amazing. Lovely to meet you.
So
excited
good
to be working with you.
Thank you so much.
But good news, if you're in for a deal, just in from JB Hi-Fi, it's Teeter Boy.
Thanks for having me. I just want to say, if you see there's a shit on the stairs, that was the dog. That
okay.
was, just to be clear, there, don't pay attention to how big the shit is,
yeah.
but that is the dog shit.
No, great. I don't think that
And
is.
So you're on your lunch break from JB?
Yes. Big lunch break. So we need to wrap this up very quick.
Because, we've already had a burrito and a shit, so.
I don't know what shit. Yeah. You mean the dog had the
yeah,
shit?
Sorry, yeah, sorry, I got confused there. I got those two stories
went
mixed up.
Went to Zombrero, the dog went to Guzman. What's the name of the
Guzman.
Yeah, I saw the dog there. Sorry,
no,
throw you under the bus.
Hey, listen, I would never go. I'm a Zombrero girl and everyone knows it.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate this. I would never poo on stairs. I'm scared of stairs. That's why I failed my guide dog test.
Maybe it was your friend. You have a dog friend.
Oh, we all look the same. Oh, all black dogs look the same.
I know what that feels like, so I...
Okay.
Yeah, so Teeter Boy is here as well.
Amazing. Thank you, Teeter Boy. Are you good at quizzes, Teeter Boy?
Yes, I am, actually. I won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Philippines in
1996. Oh!
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
What was the
But the inflation
question?
There means it's just millionaires, but, you know, $10.
You got a 10.
Yeah, it's...
So there's been a cost of living crisis going on for
What was the $1 million? Do you remember the $1 million question? Because they always save up the really hard question for the end, don't they?
$1 million question. It was, what is your PIN number for your...
So we'll find out if that comes up in today's quiz. Shall we do a quiz?
Maybe.
Let's find out now. Question number one. 1854 saw a famous rebellion take place in Ballarat, Victoria. What was it called? How's your Victorian history?
Oh, it's terrible. I grew up in Newcastle.
Yes.
It's very far away.
How's your Novocastrian history?
It's also terrible. Yeah. It's also terrible. Really bad.
Star Hotel collapsed in the...
Oh, in the...
Was it the Star? No, the Workers. The Workers collapsed.
Earthquake.
In the earthquake.
The 80s. Yep. Yes.
And there's coal. That's Novocastrian history.
There is coal, yeah. And also Finnegan's was the most violent pub for a while.
Oh, great.
Is this real places or Harry Potter? I'm not sure. Finnegan's?
Just checking. It is an Irish bar. But
tough
I don't
one.
Know.
So
I'm
we go to the Brains Trust.
I'm going to go to the Brains Trust
you ever
on
been
this
to, have you been? Has Michelle been to Ballarat, Eva? Have you been taken to Ballarat?
Yeah, I went to Ballarat one time. Mm-hmm. And I tried to go into a shop and they said, no, you can't come in here. We heard about you doing the poos. And I said, come on, guys. I'm wearing my little jacket. And they said, we don't like dog. My mum had to have a fight with the lady.
Oh, because that's kind of what, that's your job, isn't it? To sort of go around teaching people.
Yeah, being a good example and just getting people used to having a guide dog around.
Being
and
a good example, did you
good
say?
Good example, showing them how good we are. And we're not like other dogs, we're cool dogs.
Yes.
You know, we eat pizza and stuff and play video games, just like cool dogs and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of us. So I never do any poos or anything. So.
Did you happen to go past any of the, you know, those information kiosks that they have in country towns that are littered with information?
Yeah.
All the touristy stuff, bit of history always scattered around those signposts.
Yeah, they said there's gold there, but it just seemed like there was lots of music theater students and a big lake. But maybe something to do with music theater students and a big lake or some gold.
So a rebellion of music theater students is
I think that sounds probably, good. I mean, Hamilton's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that.
Is there a JB Hi-Fi in Ballarat?
Five. There's five of them.
There's five.
Oh,
yeah.
Five.
Too much. For one street.
That is too many.
That's a lot of deals on DVDs.
They're in competition with each other. So they need to. They make no money.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they have to lower the price because that 55 Charleston Street is always cheaper than 67. So it's only four blocks.
55 and 67.
Oh, very close.
Four blocks, you say?
Big
These
buildings.
Are
big
massive.
Buildings. big buildings stores. In Ballarat.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Massive buildings. Yeah.
Would you say that the reason that they have so many is because they're starting their own rebellion, the JB Hi-Fi rebellion? Like, are they rebelling against each other, the franchise?
On Facebook, when you say, I'm going to get off Facebook now, and so if you want to contact me, email me, text me.
Yeah.
Like those people who are too good for technology, they're trying to rebel against. So they want to put technology.
That's me, by the way. I got rid of Facebook.
Oh,
my God. You are my enemy.
Yeah. Oh, really? I'm so sorry.
Technology is our future, Chiron. Yeah.
Yes, but is Facebook included in this? I haven't got rid of it all.
Of course.
I've got Instagram.
I'm 65. Facebook is my life. It's all I have.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it's the future.
65 makes sense. That seems you've seemed like 65 the whole time.
Yes, I watch Facebook Reels on full volume while my family is watching a movie in the living room.
That's awesome.
But in 1854... a famous rebellion took place in Ballarat. What was it called?
Let's call it the Musical Theatre Rebellion. Let's do it.
You want to put Musical Theatre Rebellion? Yeah. I feel like, is this the famous union starting thing?
Okay. Yeah.
I agree. That sounds pretty good.
I actually remember now. It was the union
I'm with the brain trust on this one.
Yeah.
I mean,
is it Eureka?
It was a Eureka song.
It was a Eureka moment.
Is Eureka Rebellion a thing?
Yeah, I think it was.
It's a nightclub, yeah.
Is it a thing?
Have you been?
It's nightclub for dogs.
Because I didn't know that Michelle went to many nightclubs.
No, she's not very cool, but I'm
so
very
you go
cool.
out at night on your own.
Yeah.
I know the one. Wednesday. Shih Tzu Wednesday.
Yes, that's Shih Tzu Wednesday.
They have dog
and Great Dane Fridays. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And
you do flaming shots, but in the bowl.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You get pretty fucked up because the shots are really big because they're in bowls.
And is the music pitch really high frequency so you guys can all hear?
Yeah, people can't hear it, so they get very confused when they come in.
Lot of dogs and beanecks.
Yeah, I can sing you one of the songs if you want from the club, my favorite song.
Please.
It would be great.
It goes like this.
I can't quite hear
that. Yeah, it's a banger. I'm a big fan of this.
Oh, wow, you hear that?
So you
hear it?
I'm still pretty young. I still have my young ears.
My human range.
Pretty cool, yeah. Everyone loves it.
So was that Avicii?
That was Avicii, yeah.
Mariah Carey. Yeah.
Feet dot.
So do you want to put Shih Tzu Wednesdays or Eureka Stockade?
Let's go Eureka Stockade.
I think you should put both, but that's okay.
Eureka Stockade, Musical Theatre, Rebellion.
Yeah, put it all.
Right, I'll put the Eureka Stockade. Question number two. Which Australian author won the Man Booker Prize in 2014 for his novel, The Narrow Road to the Deep North? The Narrow Road to the Deep North.
Do they sell books at JB Hi-Fi?
Audiobooks? Yes. Do you do audiobooks?
We do audiobooks. Oh, we also do e-books.
E-books.
We do...
What's an e-book?
E-book is a book that when you open the book, it goes...
So just full of Avicii songs then.
Pitch perfect Avicii songs. Yeah.
Okay.
I love those. I love ebooks.
They're made for dogs, especially.
Yeah, I love them. Ebooks. For Eva.
Yeah.
Eva books.
Yeah, I love them so much. Yeah.
If you were to write a memoir, Eva, what would you call it?
Shitting in a bar and other stories.
Is it just Eva? Is it just a mononym? Or do you take on Brazier
Eva
or
Longoria,
Lancaster?
Brazier Lancaster.
Eva Longoria.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, is that your maiden name, is it?
Yeah, Eva Longoria. Longoria is my maiden name.
Were you named after the... What came first, the housewife or the dog?
Me.
Okay. It's a coincidence.
It's pretty cool, actually. I've never read any books. I'm a dog.
Yeah. Yes, it's true. In the audiobook section, have you come across The Narrow Road to the Deep North, Tita Boy?
I have, actually. That's the 8th Game of Thrones. Is it that one?
Game of Thrones.
It's the 8th installment.
Okay, yeah, it could be. Oh. So who wrote Game of Thrones again? That was
George R. R. Martin.
George R. R. Martin.
Khaleesi, I think.
I didn't know he was Australian.
Yeah.
It's George
Martin.
Yeah, that's sorry. I was doing impression of my Australian co-worker, Stephen.
This is what my mom
says. He goes,
When I get in trouble, when I try to do poo in the bar, my mom's always like, George, stuff like that.
That's what I say to Hopkins. So,
the more you go, the more you continue, the more I think you actually pooed on the stairs.
I've never do that, and it's never been proven. So nobody saw it.
So Australian authors, really? I mean, what have we got? Paul Jennings.
Paul Jennings.
It was probably Paul
Andy
Jennings.
Griffiths.
Yeah, Paul Jennings. I think Paul Jennings is very famous.
Paul Jennings.
Yeah, he won a man
Tim,
book,
Tim Winton is like the only Australian author I can think of right now.
Oh, Tim Winton, with illustrations by Paul Jennings.
Yeah, collab.
Branching away from his usual writing, yeah. and he's yeah. gone to yeah. illustration.
Yeah, I think so.
The drawings are terrible. They're bad drawings.
They're just letters.
Yeah. They're descriptions of the pictures. They're captions, but bold.
Oh, that's yeah, awesome.
And word art cool. with yeah, the gradient, yeah, word gradient colors.
That's pretty incredible. Cool.
Question number three. Who is the only Australian male tennis player to have won the French Open singles title in the Open era?
This is throwing me because I thought there'd be more like modern questions. These all feel very
yeah. Tennis is really old timey.
Oh, they don't. No one plays tennis now in 2023.
I've never seen tennis.
I feel like
what is that? Tennis? Then am I pronouncing that right? Then tennis.
Yeah. Tennis. Yeah. But it's like this is like for all time history, right?
Mm.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I think it's Leighton Hewitt probably.
Leighton Hewitt?
That's yeah.
a Leighton guess. Hewitt?
Do you play
tennis? Leighton Hewitt is the Paul Jennings of the tennis world. From what I gather.
Yeah.
I don't play tennis.
Do you play, do you do like group sports, community sports? 65, did you say?
Yeah, I played basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I actually won the NBA championship in 1996.
You got a ring.
Oh. I got two.
Oh. Wow.
For one game. One,
wow.
One
final, you stole someone's ring.
I stole someone's ring.
Yeah.
That's so
yeah.
cool.
I stole John Stockton's ring. Yeah. Don't tell him that.
That's I had someone it. Is laughing a lot of that reference.
Yeah, oh, that's so specific.
That's a very deep
that's
cut.
That's so specific.
That's a very deep cut.
Yeah.
John Stockton.
Yeah.
That should be the next quiz question. Who is John Stockton?
I don't know, but I laughed like I knew. I laughed so in a way that suggested I knew.
It's okay. You're a dog. You something. Don't have to know the yeah, basketball
I'm
just, trivia.
I'm
you're
a dog. I've never seen basketball or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I'm scared.
Well, you play at the park, though. You like playing.
I love to play. Yeah.
Ball sports, essentially?
I play go get the ball. Mm-hmm. I play go get the stick.
I think they're trying these at the Brisbane Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're really
good,
popular.
Go get the stick social league on Tuesdays.
Okay, because is it mixed?
Oh, yeah, it's mixed. So you
okay,
know, yeah.
I'd like to play.
Is it mixed neutered or mixed unneutered?
Because I can get into humping if I get too excited.
It's unneutered, so it's very, very horny.
Okay, maybe I'll just take some space from that. Because, yeah, if I get too carried away, okay. I'll grab him. I'll grab him with my forearms.
Touching the cushions at Michelle's place?
Hump him at my...
Oh, my gosh.
I don't hump the cushions or anything like that.
How does your mum control you if you're going for a walk?
She says, George, Martin, and then I stop. You know, I'm pretty good at listening. It's just if I get carried away, just with another dog, and I really like that dog. We find a connection.
I've always wondered why, because are you a lesbian, Eva? Because why are you humping other dogs? Because it's not.
Yeah, it's usually, I actually do usually hump girl dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think maybe I'm a lesbian, but I think it's 2023 and like.
That's beautiful. Why label anything? Yeah.
Why label it? You know, that's the thing.
You're pansexual, are you, Eva?
I think I'm pan.
Very progressive, huh? Love is love.
Love. And I'm sort of like Alan Cumming in my sexuality, I think.
Oh, very fluid.
The way he talks about it.
Do you want to put Leighton Hewitt?
Let's put Leighton Hewitt down. Thank you. Thank you, Eva. That's awesome.
Thanks for letting me speak so candidly.
Oh, no. That's so helpful.
Please, nobody tag guide dogs in this, I reckon.
will you lose your job?
I don't know. Then if I lose my job, I can't come here anymore. And then if I can't come here anymore, where am I going to poo?
Question number four.
Hold on, wait. So it was you.
No, it wasn't me. Did you hear that? Been proven and I don't know about it.
Which Australian rock band, you're going to love this, 1976. Which Australian rock band
That's not modern.
The hit song, Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again in 1976.
No way, get fucked, fuck off. That's a bit in there that colloquially.
That's what everyone
sings.
Adds.
Yes.
I think, was that from a Like a Version on Triple J? I think maybe that was.
Yes.
Who did that? Was it?
I don't know. My friend Karen used to work at Triple J.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you. That's pretty cool.
I think it was a Like a Version, and I want to say Faith. No, it wasn't them. Anyway.
Was it added by an artist?
They did like a version. Because it's like, am I ever going to see your face again?
No way. Get fucked. Fuck off.
Oh wow, you do a great impression, actually, Eva.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I was just trying my best. And give all credit to the boys.
But who sung the original? It's not about like a version. Who sung the original? Am I ever going to see your face again?
Was this
like the tape cassette in, you know, driving around as a kid?
As a kid. Yeah, my Sri Lankan parents really love 70s Australian rock.
Of course.
If there's one thing that I was taught about my culture, it is Australia's 70s. And I think it's Midnight Oil because that's the only band that I know.
From the 70s.
From the 70s. Maybe AC/DC, I don't know.
I don't know the answer, and I'm a dog, and I'm three, but I don't think that's it.
I don't think that's right.
But I don't know. Well, I don't know. I actually don't know who it is.
John Farnham.
It was probably John Farnham.
Is it John Farnham? I don't know. Yeah. AC/DC was like the 90s.
Midnight Oil did a lot of protest songs. They had a lot of protest songs.
What is the name of the song again?
Am I ever going to see your
Am
face
I
again?
Am I ever going to see your
is
face
that a pro-
again?
Is that a protest?
No way. Nice. Get fucked. Fuck off.
That...
Yeah. Well, that is very propane. That's a lot of propanity.
Oh, yeah.
Too much. Actually, that's too much propanity.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yes.
Sorry.
Sorry, Jesus.
Sorry, Jesus.
Are you religious, Tito Boy? Hey, what's the origin of your name, Tito Boy?
Tito Boy. It's actually quite a mystery in the Philippines. You're bestowed the title Tito Boy once you turn 35 and you're an uncle.
Oh, really?
So Tito means uncle, mm-hmm. and then you get boy. It's kind of like
bit of fun.
A title. Yeah, it's a bit of fun. My name's Boyandi.
Boyandi.
But it has nothing to do with my real name.
Okay.
Right.
It's
okay.
just the title. So okay, don't let that confuse you.
Okay.
I know it's confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it seemed like it was confusing for you.
It took me a moment to wrap my head around
it. Yeah, yeah.
Do you lose the title if you have your own children?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's just if you're a strictly uncle. So I have no kids, no wife, nothing in my life, really. It's just
Legend.
Me and my iPads.
That's actually beautiful.
Yeah, that I'm trying to sell. So if you need, if you're in the market.
Cool. Do you have the track I'm Ever Going to See Your Face Again on it?
On the iPad?
Yeah.
Yes, it's preloaded on every iPad.
Do you know the name of the
artist? No, it's on downloaded from LimeWire, so it just says unknown artists.
.mp3. Would you like to put Midnight Oil?
Let's put Midnight Oil.
As your instinct.
That's a good shout, I think.
Question number 5. Which Australian company is known for developing the Wi-Fi technology used in many electronic devices?
Whoa.
Oh, I did know that Australians came up with Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Who
is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy
Yeah.
Beep.
What?
Oh, sorry. I beeped it, but you can still hear the swear. Sorry. That's incredible.
Yeah, and also McCafe too.
Wow. Those are the same level of invention.
Exactly. Equal influence on the world.
That's crazy. That's so crazy. Was it Franco Cotto or no?
Yeah. Franco Cotto, the furniture shop here
Brunswick?
in Melbourne.
Was it that guy or no?
A very famous.
Maybe.
That is the Jack Stratton of furniture references.
you mean John Stockton?
Jack Stratton.
Jack Stratton.
Jack Stratton.
David Stratton's nephew who's reviewing short films.
Of course, yes.
No, but which Australian company developed Wi-Fi tech?
I don't care.
Company, I think I know.
Telstra.
Company, I don't know if a company. I think this was like...
Yeah.
Man, a lady, a non-binary person.
I think it was an organization, like similar to...
So a day. So they're a day them.
Oh, was it the CSIRO?
I reckon it was CSIRO.
That's great.
What's CSIRO?
Not to be confused with CSI Sydney.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
it. Just came out. I don't know if you they're just shooting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't get a role on that. They needed some sniffer dogs and stuff. I went in for it. I read a few times.
Do you act? Are you trying to?
I've been in a few telly shows. Yeah, I was in the smash hit We Interrupt This Broadcast on Channel 7.
Were you, Eva?
Yeah. Wow. I played a border security dog, which was pretty cool.
Oh, a different jacket. That's fun.
Different jacket, which was really cool to wear a different jacket. And
well, if you're in film and TV, this next question might be for you. Question number 6. Who directed the critically acclaimed Australian film Lantana, released in 2001?
Oh, that's something I should know, isn't it?
Well, only if you work in the film and TV industry.
Yeah,
I was only thinking that.
Only if that was my career, but I'm just a little dog.
You've only been in one show.
I've just been in one show. It's more my mum's gig, and she's not here, so I don't know.
That's okay.
Well, you've got all the DVDs still at JB Hi-Fi.
I do have the DVDs, of course, yeah. I have a pretty deep knowledge of the cinema, of films.
Oh, great. Have you scrolled down to L? Got down to L in the DVDs?
No, just F.
Oh, that's
ABCDEF.
That's I got. And
so you're not going to be able to help us with lanterns.
No,
so
but I can tell you all the kinds of Avatar special editions.
That's pretty cool.
How many special editions are there?
There's 10 of them.
10?
Yeah. Each special edition, you add a layer
than
of,
the last.
You add a layer of 3D glasses. So the further you go, the more glasses you wear when you watch the... Anyway.
Have you seen the Fast and Furious, if you're up to F?
I have. It's the start. So it's Eva, the start of the app.
Yeah. Eva's had to watch them a lot.
I've watched them a lot. I need some help because my mom keeps putting them on.
Oh, my gosh.
She took me to the cinema. I had to watch the most recent one. And
at the premiere, yeah?
I gotta go, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you poop?
No, I didn't poop.
Oh, hey, that's
no,
good.
No, no. But yeah, it was really long, and my mom kept screaming because she was really excited, and it was pretty full on for me.
It sounds like to me like your mom takes you to a lot of places you don't want to go.
No, it's because I got my special jacket. You know, I'm allowed to go places and be a good example.
Australian directors, what do you just like? Oh, I mean, do you have
as
any
soon as
idea?
I heard this, no, I've got no clue, but I'm going to say Baz Luhrmann.
All right, well,
the Paul Jennings of the directing world.
I'll put Baz Luhrmann. Question number 7.
Baz Luhrmann's Lantana.
Yeah, it was really tasteful. It was before he was in like all the big shows. It's like an independent. It's really tasteful, actually.
Which artist painted the famous artwork Blue Poles, which was bought by Paul Keating for Australia?
This. What does that painting look like?
Oh, like blue.
It's like if you...
And like a bit of white and
JB
stuff.
JB Hi-Fi and it's, you black out and you wake up and all you see is blue
what
poles.
Is a painting?
It's actually
all I know
fine.
Are screens.
It was just grey poles to you though, right?
Yeah, that's probably why I thought it was a bit like, boring.
What this is, yeah.
Huge
yeah,
scandal blue. At the time because it was worth $2 million Australian dollars. Whoa. Prime Minister Keating bought it and everyone was like, why are you spending that much money on art? Of course, now it is worth a great many more million dollars.
Wow.
Goodness. Do you know who painted Blue Poles?
Oh, no. I feel like I should.
It's someone fancy and I can't remember.
Is it overseas? Are they Australian?
No.
You know the joke, like if someone vomits on the ground, they say, oh, it looks like a Jackson Pollock.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, it was Jackson Pollock.
It was absolutely Jackson
Pollock. I said
Pollock.
Monet.
It's absolutely what that is.
I went to public school.
Yeah, I'm an art major.
Question number 8. The 30th annual Reclink Cup took place last weekend with the Megahertz taking on the Rock Dogs. Who do the teams represent?
I don't know what you just said at all.
The Reclink Cup. It's the community cup.
It's in Sydney.
Oh, but celebrities.
In Melbourne as well. Oh, do they have it in Melbourne?
So celebrities and they fight the celebrities. Yeah. Then they fight to the death.
Oh,
for charity.
Gosh, that's
it's
very...
for charity.
Oh, the Megahertz cool. represent?
I like that.
And who do the Rock Dogs represent?
Well, obviously... Eva is...
I was in the Rock Dogs.
What they...
Alex has played for the Megahertz before, I think.
Whoa.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Alex Dyson
suburbs?
From Comedy Republic.
Are they suburbs? I think they're suburbs.
What sport is it?
AFL.
Oh, okay. Holy shit.
Football.
I thought they were actually wrestling to the death.
I could it be like a...
charities? I don't know.
It's like a South Side versus North Side or like a Sydney
or good versus
Melbourne.
Evil.
I know this one as well. Should I just...
Yeah, I think you just say it.
One, you play for the radio, you play for the media, and the Rock Dogs represent the musicians. And so it's all the media, all the radios.
That's pretty
cool. Do you
want
to lock that in?
Yes.
Because we need some points after the
early
round.
Yeah, yeah.
Question 9.
I think we've been getting them all right.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't know what you're
pretty accurate.
About. Pretty
I think I was too confident when I came in here.
Question 9. What is Ali G's full name?
Alison G.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Alfonso Giannopoulos.
Alfonso Giannopoulos.
You said it.
No.
Okay, I'll block in Alfonso Giannopoulos.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the box? Do you
let's
have
get
any
through it. Let's hit the end. Question number 10.
Do I have
the Large Hadron Collider is kept at a temperature of 2 degrees above absolute zero. How is it done? What do they use to keep the Large Hadron Collider 2 degrees above absolute zero? They use a chemical.
Well, did they just leave the fridge door slightly open?
Yeah, I think it's
so they don't let it close. They just leave it slightly open so there's air coming into the bridge.
Fujitsu.
The element Fujitsu.
I want to put
the brand.
I think it's water, and then something else.
Water.
Yeah, I think it's just wet it.
Keep
is that
cool?
How you like to keep is?
Yeah,
how do dogs keep cool?
Well, because I don't sweat because I'm a dog, so I just
okay. Or maybe they just have a bunch of Zupa Dupas that they kind of
Oh, yes, lots and lots.
Put down lots and lots of Zupa Dupas, do you think?
Or? Lots and lots of Zupa Dupas that are frozen with a Fujitsu.
I'll put lots and lots of Zupa Dupas.
That's 10 questions.
That was the answer before my last question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in 1996.
How do you feel you did?
Terribly, but I had fun doing it, so that's what matters.
All right, let's find out now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question number one. 1854 saw a famous rebellion take place in Ballarat, Victoria. It was called the Eureka Stockade.
Yeah.
Nice one.
We all knew that really quick and one everything. Point there. So that's
it was
dumb.
Richard Flanagan who wrote the novel The Narrow Road to the Deep North, not Tim Winton featuring Paul Jennings.
I actually do know Richard Flanagan.
I don't.
Rod Laver is the only Australian male tennis player to win the French singles.
I thought he was just from the arena. I didn't know it was a real person.
No, he's a real person. He sits in there sometimes. Hey. The Angels sung Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again in 1976, not Midnight Oil, unfortunately.
So sad.
But CSIRO invented Wi-Fi.
Yes!
Wow. Second point for you there. It's Ray Lawrence who was behind the camera on Lantana, not Baz Luhrmann.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Jackson Pollock painted blue poles. Which is fantastic news. It is indeed the radio stations versus the musicians.
I don't know if we're doing that well. I feel like maybe we just
went
to zero.
The best out of everyone.
I've done sensationally.
I have a strong feeling this was a zero from us.
Ali G's full name is not Alfonso Giannopoulos.
What?
Oh, what? I thought there's no way.
Alistair Leslie Graham.
Oh, I did know that, actually.
And they don't use a heap of Zupa Dupas to keep the Large Hadron Collider
cool. They should.
They use liquid helium, giving you 4 out of 10.
Yes!
Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5. Hey, that's nearly $100,000 on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. On the ladder. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's like a dollar, right?
In the Philippines, that's 50 cents. Australia.
You've got to get back to JB. I'm so sorry for keeping this long, Titterboy. Thank you so much for being here. Do you have any appointments at JB? Do you make appointments with customers that come in?
No, they just come in and I threaten them if they don't buy the TV.
Oh, who have you threatened recently?
Cool. The mayor.
The mayor?
The mayor of Ballarat.
Oh, who's the mayor of Ballarat?
Greg Giannopoulos.
Oh, Greg Giannopoulos.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought Ali G.
Is he not the mayor of Ballarat?
He was.
He was. I think he was the mayor. There's a new mayor. Is it James... James Roque.
Oh, James Roque, of course. First Filipino mayor in Australia. Of course. Very nice.
Absolutely.
He used to be a comedian, that guy.
Oh, what happened?
He got cancelled.
Well, thank you for being here, Tito Boy.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And Eva, the good girl. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Is Michelle going to pick up before the show? It's just the show is going to start soon.
Yes, she's going to come get me. But if she doesn't come get me, maybe I'll just sleep where you are and get my black fur all over this nice couch.
Yeah, absolutely, no worries.
That's okay.
That's why we bought the Dyson.
Yeah.
And... And Ron Tambar, 4 out of 10. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Kyron.
Huge efforts. Where can people catch you soon? Are you here in Melbourne?
Here in Melbourne. Comedy Republic got a few shows. But, just on Instagram at the moment.
Right. It's that time of year for comedians.
I've just did a whole bunch of shows. Now I'm just on social media. I traveled everywhere on this in this country, you missed it.
You just exist on Instagram.
I'm a digital comedian now.
We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.